The state of Maryland is preparing, along with Virginia and the District of Columbia, for the so-called Potomac primaries on Tuesday. In Maryland, we came across an interesting story about young voters. Sarah Bull Tuck, a senior at Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, Maryland, didn't think it was fair that her state barred 17-year-olds from voting in the primaries if their birthday came before November's presidential election. So she helped launch a campaign to win voting rights for teens her age. Maryland's political parties took notice and pressured state officials to allow 17-year-olds to vote. That means on Tuesday, Bull Tuck will be able to vote in Maryland's primary. She came into our studio yesterday to explain why she did it.
First of all, somebody had to do it, especially because voting is such a fundamental right, and they can't just take, you know, nearly 50,000 voters' rights away without anybody noticing or taking action.
And so you decided, if not you, then who?
Yeah, so be the change that you want to happen.
Yeah. 17-year-olds did have the right to vote, and then it was revoked. How did you find out?
I got a rejection letter.
When you tried to register?
Yes. So even on their website at the point when I tried to register in May, it had told me that if I was 18 before the next special or general election, I could vote in primaries and register. A month later, I got a rejection letter that said otherwise.
And so you said, well, what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty shocking and confusing.
Yeah. You'll be 18 in July?
Yes, I will.
So you'll be able to vote for president in the November election?
Yes.
But why is voting in Maryland's primary so important to you?
Well, because it's part of the election. Otherwise, I'd only be participating in half of one. And we narrow down the choices, and by the general election, it might be too late. The candidate I want to support may already be out of the election at that point. I think it's important for me to get my voice heard now.
Why? Why do you think this is such a big year for young voters getting involved?
Well, I think especially because of the candidates, and it's such a race at this point, you don't know who will be the Democratic nominee. So people really want to get their opinions heard because they think that they have maybe more of a say than in the past.
What are some of the issues that are important?
Well, right now, of course, the issue in Iraq, the situation there, also with the economy and also immigration. It's a lot.
These are issues that directly affect you?
Well, of course, because I live in America, so of course these issues will affect me.
Mm-hmm. What kind of reaction have you had among the students now that you've been able to change it back, that 17-year-olds now can vote?
Well, I think people are really excited to go vote. I know especially my school is very politically active, and people just talk about the politics, they'll debate, and they're all planning on going on Tuesday to vote in the primary.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Bull Tuck is a senior at Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, Maryland. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.